Okay. Enough's enough. And there's a time when a line's been crossed, and it becomes necessary to call crazy, crazy. And I think the ultra-Orthodox Jew, whose photo has been posted on the internet wrapped in plastic while flying on an airplane, has indeed crossed that line. And he has earned the right to be called crazy. Yeah, I know. Even as I say this, there are folks who are thinking, I'm not being fair. I'm not respecting his religious beliefs. I should be more tolerant of someone whose beliefs are so strongly held that he would wrap himself in a plastic sheet to ensure he does not violate a religious injunction. But I have to say, crazy is crazy, even or perhaps because it is being done in the name of religious observance. Before I go any further, I want to give some background to this rather bizarre event. If you search on the internet on the phrase Jew wrapped in plastic, you will find images of an ultra-Orthodox man sitting in an airplane wrapped in what looks like a plastic bag. There have been two ideas floated as to why a grown man would, on an airline flight, wrap himself in plastic. Be clear, he wasn't wrapped in bubble wrap in case the plane made a hard landing or crash. No, he was wrapped in what looked like a large plastic bag, something one would get if they went to a dry cleaner's. One thought is, he did this in order to avoid the possibility of being touched by a woman. On other flights, groups of Orthodox men have asked people to move around so they didn't have to sit next to a woman. The thought is, this guy brought along this plastic sheet to separate himself. This notion that Orthodox men can't sit near women has created problems not only on airlines, but also on buses in Israel and in some ultra-Orthodox sections of New York. My feeling is, if these men don't want to sit near women, they can walk and leave the women alone. The man on the plane may not have used the plastic bag, though, to separate himself from women. He may have been wrapping himself in plastic because the plane was going to fly over a cemetery. Yep. Even though the man was sitting in a sealed tube flying thousands of feet above the ground, there is a rabbinic injunction that says that a man that comes from the priestly class known as Kohanim can't come in contact with a dead body. Well, like so much of religion, not coming in contact with a dead body is then taken to the extreme. So, no entering a cemetery and more, no flying over one. It strikes me that there are so many problems with this logic that I don't know where to begin. Suffice it to say that if this man was really fully encased in plastic, he would have suffocated. So apparently, the plastic was not fully sealed, which means that he wasn't fully protected. Or perhaps this ultra-Orthodox man had a ruling from his rabbi that says, small air holes, well, they're okay. At its core, I'm tired of folks who reject modern thought, values, and principles, but want to enjoy the technology that modernity has brought. If you want to live as if it is the Middle Ages, stop flying on planes. That's my advice. The folks who wrote the laws about not coming into contact with dead bodies hundreds, if not thousands of years ago, didn't know about planes, and they certainly didn't know about plastic bags. This is religious thinking that has gone off the rails, and now we're traveling in a land similar to Oz where monkeys fly and tin men are looking for a heart. And now, this bizarre behavior represents Judaism to many people all over the world, people who have never met me or you, and who now think that this man, wrapped in a plastic bag, represents what it means to be a religious Jew in the 21st century. I have to say, I find that embarrassing. For me, Judaism has meaning and value because it evolves, grows, and changes, and isn't wrapped in plastic like an object sitting on a shelf somewhere. This man didn't represent the best of Jewish thought. He represented the worst. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to go to the Apple Bookstore to purchase one of my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them by searching on my name. Also, check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.